On Friday, a man died after a Hartford police officer used a taser to subdue him. Police said the man allegedly became combative during a medical assistance call. Connecticut State Police are investigating his death. The American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut says it wants police to be equipped with tasers that feature video cameras. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
David McGuire is with the ACLU of Connecticut. He says a video camera attached to a taser could help determine whether police use of the shock device is justified or not.
From our perspective, these cameras are invaluable, and you really can't put a dollar figure on how much they'll save in terms of keeping the public's confidence and also sometimes helping police defend against wrongful allegations of police misconduct.
McGuire says Friday's incident was the 17th time someone has died in Connecticut after police shocked them with a taser. In the incident on Friday night, police said a mobile crisis team and emergency medical personnel responded to a home after a call for a reported medical psychological disturbance. They said while responding to the call, Matthew Russo became violent with the emergency responders. Police shocked him with a taser, then gave him a sedative. Russo began to have difficulty breathing. He was taken to Hartford Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. An autopsy is being conducted to determine the cause and manner of Russo's death. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.